Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about love, acceptance, and the spirit world with Rob Guttrow and Monique Toussoun. Now, when you were at the bookstore place, mm-hmm. So there's a basement underneath each of the houses, so two separate basements.
Yes, yeah.
And you really picked up on something in one of those.
Yeah, so the reason we were called into this bookstore, and the bookstore actually has recently moved locations, actually. It was originally located on Light Street in Baltimore, in the Federal Hill neighborhood. Now it just moved to a Charles Street location. So this is now the former location of the book.
Okay.
Estate. But the person that managed it gave us a call. And what we were told, one of the store employees when I was there said to me that sometimes when he was looking for a book and he would say the book out loud, he'd mysteriously find the book pulled out on the shelf, the actual book. And sometimes he said a book would fall off the shelf and onto the floor, and that just happened to be the exact book that he was looking for. So the ghost was helping him find the book that was requested. So it was a helpful ghost. Another thing they said that when they were painting, this bookstore employee and his girlfriend were painting, they watched a beverage, her beverage, I think it was a can of something, slide almost a foot across the counter. And they were the only two in the store because the store was closed. And it was pretty startling to her, of course.
It would be to me.
Yeah. So the manager said, okay, can you guys come in and look around? So we agreed to do that. And that was really one of my first investigations with the Inspired Ghost Tracking team. So the buildings, both row houses, and have you been to Baltimore, Carol?
I have not. No, I would love to go.
Do you know what a row house is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for your listeners, it's a very, very narrow townhouse. And sometimes they're 10 feet 10 feet wide.
But deep.
But they're deep, yeah. Monique, have you been in a row house?
No, I don't even know what it is, to be honest.
Okay, so it's like a townhouse, but it's really narrow.
And they're older.
Way back, yeah.
And it's the ones kind of built right next to each other. And they all kind of, yeah, very, yeah. Not much, no yard space.
Close to your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
And there's no windows on the sides of these because they're built right up against each other. So these two row houses were constructed in the early 1800s. And the early 1800s. And that's important because we later learned that we later found there was a doorway and understood that this particular area, this block was used for as part of the Underground Railroad. So there was a lot of energy there too, a lot of residual energy. Carol, you mentioned going in the basement. I'm not a fan of basements either because I used to be scared of them when I was a kid. Probably because I was sensitive since I was 13. But what was really interesting here is that a reporter from the Washington Post had contacted me before, and they sent a reporter and a videographer to follow us. And they came down into the basement. And when I get down there, I immediately remember, feeling that the ghost was in the back of the basement and I really didn't want to go back there. So I let the other medium, her name was Linda, go back there because she was fearless. She was like Monique. She's totally fearless. I become better about that. But so she said there's a man here and his name is William Rebill. And I sensed that he lived in the building when it was a house. And Linda confirmed that. He showed me that he was wearing a black suit and like a string tie, which basically indicated to me that he lived in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And then he told me the year 1837. Now, sometimes ghosts will give me years or ages or addresses or something. And often when I look back, I research these when I get home, there's some immediate tie. So the other medium, Linda, thought that that was the year he passed. And I told her that the man seemed to work for law enforcement. He was either a lawyer or a police officer, something that involved records, and even an accountant. But I really felt more like a lawyer or a police officer. Because I saw a ledger. So I held on to that. But we both sensed him in the basement. And it was pretty clear to me that he was there. And he was the one that actually moved things upstairs. And he was the one that turned out to be the one that pulled things, pulled books out. What's interesting is that we had to go down one basement and then go back up the stairs and then go back down another one. Well, I'll be darned if he didn't follow us. He walked right through the wall to the other basement and he was standing right next to me. And I captured an orb. So an orb is the most simple form a ghost can take. And if there's colors and designs in it, that is actually a ghost. If it's white, it's more like a reflection. In this case, I had a camera and that battery drained in seconds. Suddenly, I saw the little red outline on the battery, and the ghost had drained all of that energy out of the battery so that he could get strong enough to let us know that he was there. And he made me feel like we were violating his space. So after that, we went back upstairs. After the investigation, I shared it with a friend of mine, my friend Craig, and he found out that there was a resident that lived there when it was a row house, and it was an officer, William H. Callahan of the Baltimore Police Department in the 1800s. And he was able to find a picture in the library archives, which appears in my book. So,
and that's who you saw.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That would be the weirdest, because so often when you do paranormal investigations, you don't always get that kind of information on the other side of it. You know, it's like, you know, we picked up on a guy named William, and then sometimes you could confirm it, but not like to that extent. That's very validating.
Yeah. And to actually see his picture really blew my mind. So as far as I know, William is still there. The building was sold in 2021 when the bookstore moved. And I think they converted it to a home. So now the happy new homeowners have a police officer living in residence.
Who also seems to be helpful.
Who seems to be helpful.
I always say that, like, if I'm going to have a ghost, I would want one that would do things like that. Like, because in a bookstore, there's a lot of books. That's a very good helper. Here's the book. I'm pulling it out for you. That would be awesome. Monique, have you ever gone to an investigation where you had any kind of confirmation in that way of who you might have experienced? Maybe not to that extent, because that's kind of really good.
That's really, really intense.
Profound,
Profound is the right word. The one place I do go, and I go there quite frequently, is Wilson Castle in Vermont. And because I have gone there so many times, and the current owner, she has about four or five relatives that have passed and are haunting the castle. So anytime we get any of them to come through, we get some great confirmation there. I didn't know a lot about the owner's mom. And I did some time investigating in the mom's hallway where her room was. And it was just one night, we had a group of people. And I have never felt in my entire life electricity go through my body before. But I kept feeling electricity zapping me in my kidneys. And I kept saying it to the guests. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like I'm getting tased in the kidneys. And I had a medium working with me. And he's like, no, I don't think you're getting that. And I'm like, okay. You know, when you're working with someone and they're doubting you. And so the next day I was like, I'm going to talk to the owner about this. And I went up to her and she was just like, oh yeah, my mom died of kidney failure. And I'm like, oh my God, she was zapping me then. So she was trying to tell me how she died. I just didn't understand it because it's something that's never happened. But this castle is full of spirits like this, that there's a spirit in the castle who is a friend of the family that passed of a heart attack at the top of the stairs. And this guy comes through and people will feel chest pain and then we'll hear the name Dick come through and it's Dick, you know? So it's really cool to have like someone that's still alive that knows the history too and can confirm a lot of the things you do get. Even if they are small, it can be a big confirmation.
Now for you, as you're still working on your abilities, that would be a strange feeling. Like, is something just wrong with my kidney? Like you might not even realize what's happening in the moment.
Yeah, in the moment, I honestly, I was just like, oh, that's the weirdest thing. I've never felt this before. And I still, to this day, have not felt that again. That was the first and only time I've gotten electricity. But typically when I know there's a child around, my legs get cold.
Oh.
It's always my legs, and that's how I know it's a child.
And Rob, with you, you get the headache first, but but you've also had those experiences. How were you able, when you first started picking up on that, to differentiate? This is not me. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I don't know. You know, ever since when I hit 50, I you know, you wake up in the morning, you go, that didn't hurt last night. But so it's kind of difficult. But I know because suddenly I feel that somebody's around me.
Mm-hmm.
So Monique, interestingly enough, because I deal with a lot of pets, especially cats, cats will share kidney failure with me. So I'll feel pain in one of my kidneys.
Oh, that's funny.
Or I'll be sitting at the computer and I'll be doing a reading with a cat that passed from kidney failure. And I feel like I have to get up and run to the bathroom.
See, that's another sensation too, that kidneys could be doing that I wouldn't even put together probably in my head because I'm not there yet, you know?
It is especially, I think that would take me a little bit if I'm doing a pet reading to connect that. But you have a lot more experience than Monique and I in this realm. You know,
sacrificing Rob at some point and inhaling his powers.
I know, he's got a superpower, doesn't he?
He does. I'm jealous.
Do you find, Rob, that pets come through to you differently than people?
Oh gosh, yeah. They're I mean, they're all about love. They're about love and excitement, and people have attitudes. So people are more sometimes more aggressive or more assertive. Pets just come in and they're always happy and they're always thankful. And it's more of a calming energy. I liken it to this. If you're waiting in a long line at a store to check out, as a human, we get antsy. You know, we're like, how long is it going to take? If you're standing there with a pet, the pet's like, it's okay. As long as I'm with you, it doesn't matter. And that's the difference in the way they come through.
I wanted to ask you about this, Rob. There was another place that you went that mm-hmm. just this sentence got me. So I had to ask you about this sentence. And it's in reference to New Hope, Pennsylvania. And you said, I've never been to a town where I felt so much dread, fear, and anxiety as I did when I drove into New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And you even likened it to the intensity that you felt when you went to Gettysburg, the battlefield.
Yeah, that's true.
That is, I can't even imagine how overwhelming that would feel. What was it about that town, do you think, that caused that kind of reaction?
So, first of all, there's a river nearby. The Delaware River is right there. And that's the river that George Washington crossed in 1776. And he actually crossed the Delaware just south of New Hope. So the Revolutionary War was going on there. So there were people killed there. And people who stayed behind as ghosts. There's also a bridge where people have been reputed to have jumped and taken their own lives. So there's a lot of those. And I find that people who die by suicide will and have some kind of religious background fear crossing over. So they stay behind as earthbound ghosts. Although they shouldn't, because there's nothing but love and peace on the other side.
But they think because they did that, they won't be accepted.
Yes.
They went against their own beliefs.
Yeah, they do. And sadly, that's not the case, because everybody I've talked to on the other side have said, no, there's no bad place. You're all good. We're all there waiting for you with loving open arms. The most important part of this is that there's a river, and the river is continuously flowing. And water is one of the main energies that enable ghosts to manifest. So heat, light, water, and electricity are the physical energies that enable ghosts to stay in a fixed in a place and be forever powered. It's kind of like hydropower, if you will. And that's why many of the towns that are near lakes and rivers and streams are haunted, because that energy source is unlimited. So I had not known the history of New Hope. My partner and I booked just an overnight stay there. But as soon as we drove into the town, I started shaking. I was feeling anxious and nervous. It felt like a giant dark weight had descended upon me. I was absolutely miserable. It was like walking through a thick pool of negative energy. You know, like, have you ever walked through a swimming pool and felt like it's hard to walk?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it felt walking the streets of New Hope. And there were so many ghosts walking around there that were fearful, anxious, nervous, people who were murdered there, people who took their own lives there. I just looked at my husband and said, you know what? I don't really care that we're going to lose $200 and something for the stay tonight. I can't stay here. And fortunately, he agreed. So we left. But it was that bad.
But he would trust your judgment on that, because, you know, if Rob says, I'm going with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I found out later... Unsolved Mysteries named it America's Most Haunted Town. And I thought, what an idiot I am. I should have looked that up before we booked the place.
It doesn't matter. It could not be haunted for you, though. That's the other thing, too, is I've had places tell me that they're the most haunted place in the world, and then I have a completely dead night there, you know, where nothing happens.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, they'll go someplace, and they get all this activity. Somebody else goes there, and you'll read about it, and it's like, I got nothing when I was there.
That's the Conjuring House for me. I was hosting New Year's Eve there until this year. And I've had one experience there where zero happened, nothing, not a single thing happened. But then you have nights where 100 things happen and you connect so deeply, but it can happen to anybody, anywhere.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think about that? Why would you go to a place like the Conjuring House and have a lot of activity one night and none another night? Just using that place for an example.
Yeah, it's really about the ghosts reading the energy of the person. And if they, it's just like we read people's emotional energy when we go into a crowded room and we want to say hello to somebody that we don't know, or we smile at somebody we don't know because we read their energy and we connect. And it's a good connection. Conversely, we avoid other people. And ghosts do the same thing. So based on their personality, if they don't think they'll connect with somebody, they will ignore us. And I've walked into investigations with Troy Klein, the other medium of Inspired Ghost Tracking, and some ghosts will talk to him and some will talk to me, and they won't talk to both of us because they're reading our energy. And I think that's exactly what happens.
See, but you have this super calm, beautiful energy about you. I would think they would all be like, Rob's here.
Oh, I don't know. You're very kind. No, I can get very emotional. And sometimes ghosts don't like that. You know, it depends. I was reading a bulldog the other night, and that bulldog had so much love for his dad that I sat, and so the minute I opened his picture and connected to him, I sat and I was actually bawling and actually audibly sobbing from this dog. And it just killed me that, you know, there was so much love between this dog and his dad. And that doesn't happen very often, by the way. You know, that's the kind of thing I put in the reading, that your dog, you were everything to your dog. You are your dog's soulmate. And some ghosts, you know, ghosts don't like that. You know, ghostly soldiers may say, oh, look at this guy. He's a wimp.
Yeah, true.
You know, he's crying over a dog. So they won't talk to me. And you know, it is what it is. Whichever ghost wants to connect is fine. If they want to tell their story bad enough, they will come to us.
It seems like most pet readings you would do, it would be emotional like that, because the people who come to you, like Monique, had a very strong connection to that pet. That's why they search out someone like you. So it seems like a lot of them would be that soulmate animal.
Yes.
And that's
the way it was with Monique, too, when your dog came through.
Monique, did you end up getting another dog?
I actually currently have 4 dogs.
Okay.
I've always had more than one.
After I lost my last dog, that was the first time in 25 years that I hadn't had a dog, because I'd always had more than one. And it took me a while to get another one.
I think it helped me to have others around, because you kind of transfer all that love to another dog that's been in your house. And I mean, I have another dog currently who was a pug that was a baby when we got him. And she's pretty much like, you know, the day he left, she stepped up to the plate and kind of just took his spot in the bed for sure. And you know, she's become my little girl now.
I just think animals get this whole experience in this world at a different level than we do. Mm-hmm. I think they're just more in tune with all of it. Now, you guys have an event coming up. So we're recording this in November 24, and you've got an event coming up. And it's Triple Threat Investigations. So it's 3 different investigations, 3 different places, 3 different teams, but one price, and people can go to all 3. Like, go to one for a little bit, then the next, then the next.
Yeah, and this is an event that we're repeating from last year.
That would be so fun.
I did this event last year, and I was stationed in the mansion. So the guests will all check in at the mansion, and then we'll split them in groups. We'll split them in three groups. The locations are pretty much walking distance apart. One is right across the street from the other. The toy museum and the mansion actually are opposite sides of the same road. And then the church is less than a 3-minute drive, so we have people drive to the church. I've only done the church once. I've done the mansion probably 5 or 6 times, and the toy museum as well 5 or 6 times. But it's such a cool, unique experience because these people get 3 different locations, but not only that, they get to experience 3 different investigation teams. And every team is just so different the way they investigate. So it's kind of cool that they'll get a team with Santa Clauses and
exactly.
The haunted collectors named the Radicals. And then they'll have a boyfriend and girlfriend team who are very equipment-based and they love Human Pendulum. And then they go to the church and they've got a drag queen dressed as a nun and Rob Gutrow, the pet medium.
It would be such a fun night out. And this is Winchington, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Did I say that kind of close to correctly?
Winchington.
It would be so much fun to do something like that.
Last year we almost sold out, and I mean, we had such an incredible night. We had probably the most positive feedback on that event. Out of quite a few of the events we've done the year, that was probably the highest feedback. It was just such a cool experience, and I don't think any of the locations were quiet that night.
And it looks like you can get tickets at MoniqueTooSoon.com.
Yes.
And we'll put a link to your website on the show notes too here. And you, of course, too, Rob. And there is a book coming out at some point. I can say that, right?
Yep. Right after we kick into 2025.
Okay. So when the book comes out, and we'll talk more about it at that time.
Yep. And it features both of us.
Which would be so fun if you guys came back and we could talk about that.
It was truly what I mean, I've been doing paranormal investigations now for 15 years plus. And this was by far the most in-depth, interesting investigation. And Carol, I was just so, I didn't know what to expect because Monique and I had never worked together. And as I said, she's a consummate professional. And she knows how to address ghosts and get them to communicate and work with the public and make people feel good at the same time. And that's a real talent. I look forward to talking about that maybe next year.
That was probably one of the most full connection experiences I've ever had ghost hunting too in 15 years. Just how I've never had a spirit for that long, ever, connecting.
See that?
So it was intense.
I can't wait to read this book.
And so, Carol, we want you to come to the December 14th event.
God, I wish I could. If I wasn't
Carol,
so
you're
far
in Kansas,
away,
right?
Yes.
I have a goal to get to the Sally House at some point.
That's in Atchison. Yes.
Yeah, and so is what's the other location? That's Ashmore.
You come out here and let me know and I will meet you there.
Okay.
That would be fun. There's a couple others I've done episodes on and I want to go visit them too.
I wonder if we could convince Rob to get to the Sally House. I don't know if he'd go.
Rob.
Oh, I would go. I mean, if both of you are going to be there, I just retired from my job in meteorology, so I have a little more time.
You might want to look up the Sally House before you agree to that, Rob.
I've heard some really spooky things.
Yeah.
Okay. Rob and I can go for the daytime historical tour and we'll meet you afterwards, Monique.
I think that
we'll lock
smart.
Rob in the basement there for the night.
No.
Now, Monique, do you have a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, I'm Monique Too Soon on everything.
Okay. And then there's a Ghost and Glitter vodcast.
Yeah, so that is my podcast. Okay. I have one season out currently. I will do another season. I usually record around January, February. So I'm getting ready to do a second season. But I've had some pretty cool guests, including Rob, on there.
And speaking of Rob, all the books, you can get them through Amazon. You can go to robgutrow.com, and I will put a link So you can get more information about the pet readings if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I would find that so healing. Thank you so much for being on, you guys. This was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, I loved it.
Yes, thank you for having us.
And that wraps up our interview with Rob Guttrow and Monique Toussoun. For more information on Rob, you can visit his website at robguttrow.com. And for more information on Monique, you can visit her website at moniquetoussoun.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.